You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Thanks for joining me. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about, we're in a series, so the stay stuck strategy. So how to conquer those stay stuck strategies. And in today's, we're going to be talking about defensiveness. So what do you do when you're trying to talk to an employee and have a correction conversation and they're being defensive? And I will say that the defensive employee is one of the toughest ones to come up against because there are all levels of defensiveness. They build this wall. You know, as always, a stay stuck strategy is the goal of a stay stuck strategy is to not let any information in that doesn't support the current belief by that employee. They do not want to change. They don't want to hear that they need to improve their performance, change their attitude, boost their skills, work more quickly. They don't want to hear any contrary evidence. So there's this huge wall that they don't want to let anything penetrate. And I have seen some doozies, and defensiveness is tough. It's one of the toughest ones to crack, depending on, again, I'm really visual, so I always picture this thick wall that's not letting any contrary information in. And so their defensive measures might be holding up a book or a newspaper in front of you when you're trying to talk, or staring at their computer screen and acting like they don't hear you. They might pick up their phone. They might get loud. They might swear. They might be aggressive physically, get in your personal space, slam their hands on a desk. I have seen it all. I have literally been in some correction conversations myself where I have a security guard outside the door. So I've had armed security guards take me to court at times. This was in a past life when I was working for a very large organization. So there are times when people, you know, employees and people in our lives can be very angry. So what are some strategies to use? Because ultimately, as a leader, you need to be heard. And if they are going to be successful, they need to hear what you have to say, take some action, follow through, and make some changes. And the only way those changes are even a remote possibility is if they hear you. Then they have to hear you and acknowledge it and decide that they do need to change and actually take the actions that you request. So it's a tough uphill battle, I'm not going to lie or sugarcoat it. But here are some strategies to help, because the ultimate goal is to maintain control of that meeting. Now, if you need reinforcements, have them. Have someone in the room with you or outside. Safety is key. Again, most people aren't going to do anything physical, but it is a possibility depending on the level of defensiveness that they have. So safety is always first. So let me talk about a client I was working with who had a very, very defensive employee. So he would, when she would try to have correction conversations with him, he would end up yelling, swearing, slamming his fists on the table, and then he would walk out and walk down the line of cubicles and knock stuff off of everyone's desk. So everyone knew that the conversation didn't go well. So I coached her through these strategies that I'm going to share. And I'm happy to report that I was in there with her, but she followed the strategies and she was able to maintain control of the meeting and it stayed calm. So you always want to set the stage before you're going to have a correction conversation, but for sure when you're having one with someone who's known to be defensive. So you're going to set the stage. This will be a quick meeting. We will remain calm and professional. I will tell you what I need to tell you. I want you to listen fully. At the end, you'll have time for some quick comments, and then we're done. Okay, so just set the stage about how it's going to go. Now, chances are they're not going to listen, again, depending on their level of defensiveness. So then when you start, and I recommend having everything written out or bulleted, at least everything that you want to say. I mean, even if you have to just flat out read it, it's okay. The goal is to get through everything that you need to say so they have the opportunity to hear it. And you know what? It's a good to have everything documented anyway, because, you know, if things go awry after the meeting, then you've got your good documentation. You can, you know, add it to a discipline file or something. So even if you have to physically read it, that's fine. If they start to interject, calmly ask them to hold their comments till the end. I need you to listen. Now, when I say calmly, I really mean keep your tone. It's tough when you're feeling nervous and starting to kind of ramp up, but your goal is to stay calm. So keep your, say everything slowly, calmly, a little bit quietly. If they start to elevate their voice, you continue to speak back calmly, slowly, and a bit quietly. So begin to read. If they continue to interrupt you, just continue to stop them and ask to wait until you're done. If they start to elevate their voice, calmly say, I need you to watch the volume of your voice. We're going to remain calm. I need you to bring the tone down. If they start sounding angry, you can bring that up. It sounds like you're starting to get frustrated and angry. There's nothing to be frustrated about. I am here to help you. I'm giving you the opportunity to be successful here. I want you to be successful. So just listen, and I'm going to lay out the steps, the exact steps. I'm here to support you. All right, so calm and just keep reiterating that you're here to help them. Okay. Now, if they start swearing, same thing. I need you to watch your language. That's not appropriate. What you don't want to have happen is if they elevate in voice, if they get louder, don't match them, because their goal is to overpower you. And if you match them, they're just going to get louder, because now they have to get even louder to match you. So if you stay quieter, generally they will, you know, this isn't a guarantee, but I've been in some tough ones and I've always maintained the calm. I've never had one, knock on wood, I've never had one get out of control. So if you keep your voice low and don't match them and continue to talk in a low key, calm voice, that will help. Okay. So elevating yours to match, they will just yell even louder to overpower your volume. Okay. So as they continue to be defensive, just keep bringing them back. Ask them to stop. Maintain control by not. So if you give them a period of time to start yelling or cutting you off or getting loud where you're not asking them to be calm, that's kind of picture a plane taking off. That's their time. They're escalating their frustration and their defensiveness. So continue to keep it calm. If you aren't able to keep it calm, if they do start to escalate too much, I would stop the meeting. So let them know, you know what, you're getting too frustrated at this point and you're not going to hear me. It's not going to be effective use of our time. If you can't calm down, we're going to have to postpone the meeting. If they continue to elevate, you might even need to send them home to calm down, but have them, you know, take a breather, go take a walk, go, you know, do whatever you need to do to calm down. Do you need 15 minutes, 30 minutes? What do you need to calm down? Because we are going to have an effective meeting and be productive. And if you're yelling and not hearing me, then that's not a good use of our time in here. So give them a chance to cool off. Again, if they're getting very elevated, then you might need to have them take the rest of the day off or something and try again the next morning. But all of these things get documented and should be a part of your discipline process too. And tell them, I don't want to do this, but you know, you need to hear me. And if you can't hear me, I know that you're not going to make the changes that you need to make to be successful. If you're dealing with defensive employees, I hope that these few little tips help you. And again, continue to reiterate, I'm here to help you. I just want to give you the definition of success. I want to lay out the specific steps that we're going to take to help you be successful. So if it's a skill set, it's, you know, what training are you going to have them go through? Are they going to share another employee? Have it all laid out. Like, here's what needs to change and here's what we're going to do. I'm going to help you get to where you need to get. All right. So those are the quick tips for today. Conquering the stay stuck strategy of defensiveness. So hit my website, defeatthedrama.com. Check out the free webinars. Send me your current drama challenge. Go to the podcast site, the podcast tab at the website, and click on submit your question. You can record it or type it in and I'll share it on a future episode and provide customized strategies. So let's get on this mission together and defeat the drama. There's just too much of it in this world. So until next time, make it a great day.